Following high-stakes negotiations, the ink is now dry on a historic fiscal agreement. Today, Canadian and German officials finalized a memorandum on R&D tax credit synchronization, establishing the Canada-Germany Clean Tech Tax 2026 framework. This first-of-its-kind, safe harbor, ensures that joint ventures in green hydrogen and lithium-ion technology can maximize subsidies from both nations without the fear of a top-up tax clawing back their benefits under the OECD's Pillar 2 rules. The double-dip shield, bypassing Pillar 2, the genius of the Canada-Germany Clean Tech Tax 2026 Accord lies in its reclassification of industrial incentives. By treating specific credits as qualified refundable tax credits, QRTCs, the framework creates a fiscal shield for investors. ETR protection. Under Pillar 2, QRTCs are treated as income rather than a reduction in tax liability. This prevents a company's effective tax rate, ETR, from falling below the 15% global minimum. The benefit: firms can now double dip, simultaneously receiving the Canadian Clean Economy Credit and a German industrial subsidy, without triggering a global top-up tax in other jurisdictions. Geopolitical engineering. This is a direct competitive response to the U.S. Inflation Reduction Act, making the transatlantic green corridor the most tax-efficient R&D hub on the planet. The incentive formula, simplified to calculate the total fiscal benefit for a joint hydrogen or battery facility under the Canada-Germany Clean Tech Tax 2026 Memorandum, firms apply the following logic. Total fiscal benefit equals initial investment X, 1 plus combined subsidy rate, initial investment, the total capital committed to the clean tech project. Combined subsidy rate, the synchronized rate of accelerated deductions and direct subsidies agreed upon in the Toronto Memorandum. Framework comparison. The competitive edge feature pre-agreement status synchronized framework, 2026 tax credit treatment reduction in ETR, high-risk QRTC status, protected Pillar 2 impact, high risk of top-up tax, Pillar 2 neutral cross-border R&D, fragmented, duplicative unified, green corridor, credits primary focus, general manufacturing hydrogen and lithium-ion focus, analyst perspective. A mini-block is born. The Canada-Germany Clean Tech Tax 2026 isn't just about saving money. It's about bypass surgery for global tax rules. By creating a bilateral, safe harbor against substance-based exclusions, Canada and Germany have effectively formed a mini-bloc. For multinational enterprises, MNEs, in the battery and energy space, the fiscal friction has been removed. The message to the market is clear: if you want the highest ROI on green R&D, park your capital in the North Atlantic.